Samkhya is one of the six main philosophical views in Hinduism. It was conceived by Kapila. Samkhya Karika is the oldest surviving text of Samkhya philosophy. It was written around 350 CE by Ishvara Krishna, one of the disciples of Kapila. It consists of 72 slokas. The current English translation was done by H.T. Colebrook in 1832 CE. After Vedanta, the Samkhya school has the biggest influence on Hindu thought and culture. According to Samkhya school, the universe consists of two realities, Purusha, consciousness, and Prakriti, matter. Jiva, a living being, is that state in which Purusha is bonded to Prakriti in some form. This composite creates intellect and consciousness. The universe was created by Purusha Prakriti entities infused with various permutations and combinations of variously enumerated elements, senses, feelings, activity, and mind. During the state of imbalance, one of more constituents overwhelm the others, creating a form of bondage, particularly of the mind. The end of this imbalance, bondage, is called liberation. Samkhya school considers the Vedas as a reliable source of knowledge. The existence of God is not directly confirmed. It is an atheistic philosophy.
Samkhya Karika, Sutra 1. Investigating the triad of interactive stresses shows that such interactive modes of stresses exist, but it would not have been detectable had it not been for the existence of the synchronized, perpetual, dynamic, unmanifest state of existence. Sutra 2. Standard methods of evaluation through detection are affected by distortion, attenuation, and inferior resolution to details. But an alternate method that is totally satisfactory is based on the principle of discriminating the basic and dynamic substratum into its appropriate components of the unmanifest, manifest, the self-potential, and dynamic potential. Sutra 3. Fundamental or root resonant oscillatory state is synchronized, coherent, and stable. The first interactive oscillatory state is of maximum intensity. Then, there are seven levels of the harmonic oscillatory interactive stages, followed by an expanding radiation above a 16th order of the fundamental value. The nuclear core is neither oscillatory nor harmonically interactive. Sutra 4. Siddhi or conclusive holistic proof is arrived at by a process of logical and theoretical analysis of information from observations, inferences, and axiomatic principles. When such holistic conclusions are further condensed by using the threefold analytical process with appropriate rationale and theory, it is established as a conclusive axiomatic theorem. Sutra 5. With reference to persistent continuous sensory perception of phenomenon, there are three aspects of factual information with characteristics like detectable, undetectable, and original characteristics that can be measured, analyzed, and interpreted to establish an axiomatic theorem or principle. Sutra 6. And in the case of phenomenon that is imperceptible, mobile, expansive, and hence undetectable, inferential method using holistic, deductive, logical verification technique to mentally experience the phenomenon is known as Siddhi. Sutra 7. Extremely far or near distances, mental and sensory inefficiencies, and subtle or attenuated conditions, occultation or eclipsing of the object, poor background contrast, and camouflaging effect are the causes of non-detection or non-measurement of phenomenon. The non-delectability of the substratum is due to the extremely attenuated reactions put out, not because it does not exist. Only reactions are detectable. For when the reaction of the primary or first displacement takes place, then a sequence of oscillations are detected that are either in its original form or harmonics. Sutra 9. It is an error of logic to accept that continuous or all possible modes of action, manifestation, are possible without a physical cause. The ability to act in all possible ways must be due to the existence of a cause. Therefore, it becomes an axiomatic rule. Sutra 10. The caused and detectable effect of manifested phenomenon are relatively temporary, confined to limited region, proceed from action to action, resulting in a sequence of actions, and also becomes the cause of initiating further action with coherent potential characteristics, has a quality of being substantial or with mass, as it is a resultant, so it is a secondary trait. The unmanifest cannot be detected because of the inability to discern such effects. Sutra 11. The inability to discriminate between the triad of stress states that form the dynamic connection is the cause of not detecting phenomenon in a synchronized, static, or unmanifest state. The triplicity of dynamic forces that connect it is a principle that applies to the first or primary intense state, and the succeeding reactive states of a manifestation, and likewise to the nucleus, which however is in the opposite state. Sutra 12. Just as the human being undergoes, when under stress, a three-stage transfer from a state of buoyant feelings through a calm state to a state of utter despair, the three interactions of the guna are from a state of free and mobile expansion through a balanced and resonant interface to a state of compact, static contraction. As a result, the three states are capable of mutually interacting to override or strengthen or weaken, one or both, at the expense of the remaining aspects, be creative or destructive as a whole, associate or join or pair to combine, to form groups, and also exist by itself as self-supporting resonant or dynamic entity. Sutra 13. Sattva is the force which operates outward at the maximum speed with the required intensity and energy to transmit the force beyond the level of the first octet of forces, past the nuclear boundary, that is in a fluidic or flexible state. Raja is the force in the transition region of seven oscillatory plus the first in the octet of forces that shuttles inward or outward to transfer the forces from nuclear boundary to the expansive radial boundary and vice versa. Tama is the decelerating force acting inward from the static nuclear enveloping boundary. Vritti is the resultant force that is radiated in the form of a self-sustained vortex created by the permutations and combinations of the previous three levels of forces to transfer force or energy. Sutra 14. Through a process of holistic analytical derivation of proof, it is proved that non-detection or detection is due to the observer's inability or ability, respectively, to detect any or all of the three guna modes of exchange or transfer of forces. In the very process of siddhi, or holistic analytical derivation of proof, is itself due to the unmanifest state of the substratum, reacting through the action of the gunas or three modes of transfer of forces by its own inner motivation or potential or cause or interaction to manifest as energy, awareness, or consciousness. Sutra 15. Cyclic interaction at the interface is due to a sequentially changing value, that is due to acceleration or deceleration of a force. This cyclic action is the cause and effect, by turns, to expand and contract, rarefy and pressurize or decrease and increase density, to produce a waveform that is of a standard form in nature. Sutra 16. In an interactive process with a diminishing potential, the triple interactive state initiates a restful state of coherence or synchronized state, and a transformation occurs. A distincting change of state, like that of a vapor condensing to a liquid, takes place when the inward going force is brought to a very synchronized or coherent or merged state. Sutra 17. Aggregation, superposition, coherence, or synchronizing is the background motivation for initiating the three modes of interaction from the central or core location. The restful and coherent state thus created causes the reversal of the initiating states, thereby causing the unhindered and continuing oscillatory state. Sutra 18. Since the causative action leading to aggregation and dissolution or creation and destruction are not simultaneous or instantaneous at the nuclear interface, the holistic logical conclusion is that there must be many nuclei or individual core components, and also because the reversal of the interactions of the triad of forces produce multiple types of phenomena. Sutra 19. From previous sutras, the conversely inferential holistic conclusion is that the nuclear state forms the passive background with particulate or inertial mass, which forms a detectable state of reference in a neutral, unhindered, and unmanifest state. Sutra 20. Because of the proximity of the static and dynamic states, the static state seems dynamic and as though the action of the gunas were brought to a standstill. The dynamic seems to behave in a neutral mode that maintains a balance. Sutra 21. Fundamental measurement of phenomenon references nucleus in an unhindered and synchronized state. Therefore, the synchronized nuclear state provides the basic background to detect or measure the first active state as a comparative or relative difference. Manifestation of a phenomena proceeds on the principle of fulfilling the need to maintain a balance, like when a blind man and a lame man team up to behave normally and effectively. From this combination, all manifested phenomena proceeds. Sutra 22. By the action of the primary force in the self-sustaining oscillatory state, an intense expanding force is radiated continuously at a calculated value that is at a 16th power of the primary value and in a progressive series. It is incremented through 16 levels that binds or condenses through 5 orders into 5 sets of manifested phenomena. Sutra 23. Defined by axiomatic process, any constant and continuing stress as the potential in the simultaneous or static state undergoes a phase change. Acceleration is produced by expansion of the volumetric form. The reverse process, when acceleration reduces and undergoes a phase change, it attains the compressed state of continuing stress as a potential in the static state. Sutra 24. Self-potential, as compressed stresses in the simultaneous state and self-action, as the expansion due to accelerating stress, form the dual mode of initiating an oscillatory state that creates the spectrum of stresses forming the field force, which accelerate and decelerate as an alternating waveform. Since the stresses are in a simultaneous state, forming the self-potential only through calculations by using the axiomatic dharmic law. The value of the self-potential can be arrived at as 11 orders, thus leaving 5 orders forming each set from the 16 orders. Sutra 25. The expansive sattvic state of 11 orders initiates acceleration through the oscillatory action and creates the dense or mass states and the vorticular or spinning states by using both the expansive and compressive stresses respectively. Sutra 26. Afferent or input sensory responses are seeing with light, hearing with sound, smelling odors, or tasting chemical qualities and touching physical states through contact are defined. The afferent output action responses are defined as communicating, manipulating, moving, expelling, and regenerating. Sutra 27. The cerebral mind is capable of processing both the efferent or incoming input sensory information and afferent or outgoing action-oriented outputs, and as it follows the Gunna principle of interactive transformations, it can produce a specific output despite the diversity in responses created by the permutations and combinations of the sensory inputs and the external variation in the responses. Sutra 28. The 5 types of sensory input signals are activated by discrete quantum of forces, and it results in 5 categories of output as oscillatory, interactive, transporting, radiating, and creative activities. Sutra 29. The cyclic vortex functions on self-similar principles, up to the 3rd power, is non-synchronous and yet interacts internally together in an extraordinary way. But in the synchronous accelerated state at the 5th power, it becomes a fundamental unit of energy radiation. Sutra 30. When the oscillatory cycle count in all directions acts simultaneously or synchronously and is raised to the power, a cyclic self-supporting and transmigrating vrithi, vortex or quanta, is formed. When it acts non-synchronously or sequentially, it becomes detectable and measurable, with a degree of certainty and is thus defined. In the initiating state prior to the above, when the oscillatory count reaches the power of 3 and is synchronized and acts simultaneously in all directions, it is in a self-supporting harmonic oscillatory state, but it is not detectable or observable in both the manifest and unmanifest states. Sutra 31. The cyclic vortex or spherical oscillator is kept in continuous interactive exchange up to the very end only by the nuclear or core potential developed by the mutual exchange of internally motivated and triggered self-cinemal and self-organized impulse or force, and there is no other external potential cause. Sutra 32. The potential rises to the power to accelerate, superpose, and radiate. Consequently, the kinetic potential rises to the power to accelerate, superpose, and radiate. Sutra 33. The limit of bonding potential is at the 3rd power. The externalizing factor is defined as power, and the 3rd power, from the 13 orders, is defined as the detectable state. If the power exists externally as a present time, the 3rd power of time forms the internal bonding force. Sutra 34. The will or internal potential to act comprises a spectrum of 5 sensory responses of both types as sensing and reacting. Speech forms are related to sound vibrations, while the remaining is related to the entire five sensory response spectrums. Sutra 35. At the point when all measurable interactions plunge to its limit and form a coherent bond, it is a measure of the effort involved, and therefore the third power of this bond forms the base or medium. The remaining powers of interaction use this as a medium. Sutra 36. Spectrum of light radiation transmission process is a complex and mutually interactive guna, interactive exchange sequence, and it is totally controlled by the Purusha potential at the core, and it is the only coherent motivating factor clearly till the end of its transmigration limit. Sutra 37. A comprehensive and extraordinary use can be made in the following way. The potential of the Purusha can be attained from the minute coherent state hidden inside the Purusha by repeated, precisely triggered inputs to initiate the primary interactions. Sutra 38. The self-generated vortex or vrithi, or perpetual harmonic oscillator, has a non-synchronized or sequential level of activity up to the eight powers, while elemental matter with mass are formed at five levels up to the fifth power. The spectrum of activities, as logically derived, establishes the formulation covering all interactive states, defined as synchronized, non-synchronized, and superposed or coherent. Sutra 39. The field sustained by the fundamental source of energy bonds into three organic, genetic, or molecular species. The mobile field is constant and controlled, and the molecular / genetic states of three categories are cyclic or periodic. Sutra 40. Static mass states, as coherent and simultaneous, are created by maximally absorbing and superpositioning the entire spectrum of vibratory or oscillatory states, from the largest and strongest to the finest, minutest kinetic charge states. Sutra 41. Just as it is not possible to either present a picture without a supporting base or cast a shadow without an appropriate post, so also it is impossible to have the synchronized and superpositioned dense coherent state without the required supportive base. Sutra 42. The synchronized and coherent state of the nuclear core forms the target potential to attract the oscillatory interactions to synchronize and superposition itself circumferentially, simultaneously, similar to the movements in dance, which increases and strengthens resonant state of the interactions. Sutra 43. The derivation of axiomatic laws of harmonic resonant action are from the state when the dynamic interactive state changes from the perfect resonance to an accelerative state. The starting point or start time of time cycle period count measurement commences when the action is in a state of relative test for detection. It is only possible when activity cycle is at a restful state. The count will be certain and accurate if it is measured at this point. Sutra 44. Sattvic expansive actions are supported by axiomatic laws and leads upward or towards a free state, but actions opposing it result in lowered states that lead to tamasic or compressive states that are restrictive. Inner self potential is the only cause of synchronization and establishment of coherent state, but obstruction or restrictions result in a confined and bonded state. Sutra 45. When the rajasic interactive states are equal and balanced, accumulation or increase of mass by absorption or superpositioning of active displacements occur. When unbalanced or unequal, the increase or decrease in force causes acceleration or deceleration, creating the manifest spectrum of universal phenomenon. Sutra 46. In the axiomatically ascertained order of the spectrum of manifest states, due to the interactive combinations, are defined as non-synchronized, balanced, and coherent in synchronized states. Permutations and combinations caused by the interplay of the three guna modes of interactions result in a variety of states numbering 50 orders. Sutra 47. A sequence of 5 orders of dynamically changing volumetric forms create a synchronous and intensely accelerative actions. Further, a sequence of 28 orders of interactive changes through combinations occur, followed by a sequence of 9 orders of balanced interactive activity and 8 orders of coherent and synchronized states. Sutra 48. Interactive changes in the compressive tamasic state proceed on the basis of 8 orders of the change to create the superposed state. The merging along 3 axial directions at the first moha level is 2 cubed, or 8 orders. The second level merging is more deeply nested as the mahamoha level, and therefore 4 more levels are added to the 2, forming 6 orders. And along all 3 axes, it totals to 18 levels of order. This forms the innermost deep and darkest sense, dense core, as the Anatta Mishra state. Sutra 49. 11 orders of expansive interactions cover the observable range out of the previous 28 orders mentioned before. The balance of 17 orders consists of the balanced and coherent states and the radiant states. With the 5 orders of the radiant states, it forms 22 orders. The 17 orders form the common potential to both phases. Sutra 50. The interaction inside the nuclear state is defined as fourth power, as initiating or material cause of action and responsive self-reaction. The time period of the reaction and the axiomatic potential available for the internal interaction. Externally detectable fundamental activity is defined as the fifth power, and when these two act together synchronously, it is at the ninth power. Sutra 51. Knowledge gained through research on vibratory or oscillatory stress caused by colliding interaction follow 3 modes of action as compressive, resonant, and radiating guna modes, leading to intensive superpositioned, divergent, or synchronized states raised to the 8th power in the coherent mode. The original state prior to the interaction has been established to be in a controlled, compressed, cubic, volumetric state raised to the 3rd power. Sutra 52. Neither can a defined potential source exist without a defined kinetic phase, nor can a potential phase without a kinetic charge, for only then a particular particle can be initiated from a potential source. The potential is classified as mass and the kinetic phase as charge, from which dual combination all phenomena is initiated and maintained by this continuous dual mode of polarization. Sutra 53. Natural or inorganic or matter-oriented phenomenon is a result of 8 orders of variations, and the organic or subhuman order is of 5 orders of variation. The human order is from a single variant in the 5. These 3 classes succinctly provide the complete spectrum of phenomena. Sutra 54. Ascending order of outward manifestation is predominantly sattvic, and the descending inward mode of creation is predominantly tamasic, and the intermediate range is predominantly rajasic, and it is consistently so right from the source of the dynamic creative field to the final coherent order of manifestation. Sutra 55. Therefore, the interactive process of decaying and dying interactive stresses creates the dynamic state of the Purusha at the nuclear core through absorption of stresses. The diminishing vorticular interactive activity by the process of superpositioning continues until the minimized interactions is absorbed to form the coherent state through the self-similar interactive mode of action. Sutra 56. Interactive oscillatory activity is initiated and perpetuated from the intense fundamental activity at the source to the final coherent superposed massive state at the isolated, the nuclear boundary, where the cell potential balances with the reactive potential to initiate the cyclic activity. Sutra 57. The growth of a calf is due to both milk as its food and its commencement without any apparent cause or specific instruction. In a similar way, the goal of the nuclear state to attain a state of restful balance, isolation, or freedom from action potential is both the cause of initiating and maintaining a fundamental oscillatory state of continuous activity of the substratum. Sutra 58. People are motivated into maintaining a state of activity to reduce their zeal for action. Similarly, the unmanifest state maintains the Purusha in an isolated state free of stresses by absorbing the activity of the continuous state and kinetic balancing interactions. Sutra 59. Just as the external exhibition of a dancer's performance reduces his urge to continuous reform because it satisfies his desires, similarly, the outward spreading of internally created self energy diminishes its potential by radiation and thereby reaches an interactive state of balance in an oscillatory state. Sutra 60. Various factors, controllable, corrective, supportive, non-supportive, nuclear state, along with the interactive guna qualities and its opposite coherent superposed states of dynamic and non-dynamic potential and lack of potential maintains the oscillatory activity. Sutra 61. At the nuclear boundary, the oscillatory displacement reduces to a minute angular oscillatory movement such that its very existence seems doubtful. The consequent reduction in the interactive self-potential does not ever allow it to radiate detectable information again on the state of interaction of the nuclear region. Sutra 62. Therefore, nothing is bound, released, or transmigrates. Only the oscillatory waveforms of interactions is merged, bound, or superposed by synchronization into a coherent state, released by desynchronization and transferred by transmigration due to self-similar displacements, and this never-decaying dynamic interactive state continues perpetually. Sutra 63. The oscillatory waveforms merge or superposition itself by its own inward-going potential to form the nuclear density by compressing the seven volumetric waveforms till it equals the coherent nuclear potential. When it expands, it releases all the seven volumes as one waveform simultaneously. Sutra 64. Hence, fundamental research indicates that non-availability of self-potential is the cause of the existence of a potential sink and not due to any precise measure of interactive control that a pure changeless ground state exists. Sutra 65. When the oscillatory interactions are minimized because of the reduction in activity between the boundary and nuclear core, the interactive current becomes neutral and the activities at the seven radial levels become insignificant, and the nuclear core as Purusha attains a dense superposed background state. Sutra 66. Observing the neutral state of one gives the proof that the observable moment of the other has ceased, and even though both are together, no interactive manifestation exists. Sutra 67. The basic principle of acquiring a mass is synchronous superpositioning of oscillatory interactions on components into a coherent and supersymmetric state that is relatively static by allowing the spin angular momentum or inertia to be converted to a dense potential state through retaining coherence or accumulation through a self-similar proportion or ratio. Sutra 68. The process of acquiring mass is given effect by superpositioning the interactive vortex like waveforms that gradually diminishes the cyclic interactions, such it reaches a synchronized, balanced, and coherent state within the first or primary activity boundary. Since the entire process is self-motivated through axiomatic ratios, it achieves a singular, unified, coherent nuclear interactive state perpetually, as there is no hindrance or restrictions from any external source. Sutra 69. The knowledge of the nuclear potential is encoded in this work by the great Maharishi, wherein the method of intellectually ascertaining the process of manifestation of phenomenon from its origin through its growth until the completion of its cycle in the existing reality is explained here. Sutra 70. The original and fundamental doctrine the sage gave to Asuri, who in turn handed down to Panchasika, by whom it was extensively propagated as the perfect set of principles, explaining the mode of action in reality that can be verified intellectually. The end.